You are listening to WHFR Dearborn. That's Rogue Satellites from their brand new one, Bees and Snakes. That was the track. Let me get to the right screen here real quick. Almost forgot it. Pretty Pointless People. All right, as promised, in the studio right now, we have Man Mountain getting ready to do an amazing live set for you. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yes, we can.
Hello.
Hello there.
It looks like we have liftoff, gentlemen. All right. Why don't we get right into it? Let's get started.
Sweet.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. The Motor Live Drive at 5 show is what you're listening to. And in the studio live, yes, as it happens, Man Mountain. Oh, I'm enjoying this, gentlemen.
Well, thank you.
I looked forward to this hour. I got to see you guys, it's been at least a couple years now. Help me out here. It was a festival that was held at the Loving Touch. It was Speak No Evil. Thank you.
Okay.
It was all instrumental. Actually, got one of the bands in a little closer to that. Amanita.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't get a chance to talk to you guys, but it all worked out in the long run. I got you in here now.
Totally.
I don't like to hit up too many bands at once. Then they think I just don't care. I'm just out there to just grab people.
Right, totally.
Yeah.
That, and I don't like to bother people when they're trying to load and unload and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So unless it's a natural, kind of thing, where they just happen to be standing next to me and they're like, oh, okay, cool. I'll talk to them.
Right, yeah.
So, again, I'm looking forward to this. I take it these songs are going to be on the upcoming release.
Yeah, I'm sure you noticed that most of these songs are untitled Something New, Happy New, Groovy New. We're we lack a lot of creativity when it comes to titles. But I think four of the six songs we're playing today are going to be off of the new album.
Okay. Any time frame when that's going to be ready? Or
well, we just finished doing the drum tracking the beginning of May.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to probably be doing guitar tracking at the end of July, early August.
Okay. And then by the time you get it, pressed and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so. We're hoping the fall.
Okay.
We're optimistic about the fall.
Okay. All right. And then you have a show tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we do. We're playing tomorrow back at the Loving Touch, actually. It's up in Ferndale. We're playing with Relayer, which is a band from Chicago. It's got members of Russian Circles and Pelican.
Mm-hmm.
Super good band.
Yes. Okay. We're very excited about that. Also, The Armed is playing.
The Armed?
From Detroit also.
Cool.
And Nothing Gold is also playing.
Yeah, I've heard of everybody but Nothing Gold. But hey, but it sounds like a good show. So that's tomorrow night at the Loving Touch.
At 8 o'clock, yep.
Okay. Probably music start around 9:30-ish, I'm guessing, ballpark.
Probably.
I think
I like to tell people like 2 hours early because everybody's late.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Show up at like 6 and you should be good.
We won't even be there by then, but be there.
It's amazing. I see that all the time. People show up at midnight. It's like, what do you mean they already played?
Right.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
It's like not all of us want to be here till the middle of the night, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So why don't we get into another one? This is untitled, but you call it Groovy, huh?
Yes.
Yes, it's kind of groovy.
Okay. Little misstep there.
We don't normally...
That's cool. Don't worry about it. It's live radio. That's how it works.
We haven't done that first one in a minute, and that's on a different capo, so I was too busy talking there. I forgot to
That's all right. Okay. All right. So, again, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5. Take 2, Man Mountain. Yeah. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5, live in the studio, Man Mountain. All right. So
thanks again so much for having us.
Yeah, seriously. We really appreciate it. We're honored to be here.
You're welcome. Our pleasure as well. Thank you. All right. So we had a groovy one and a mathy one, huh?
Yeah.
We're keeping these titles top secret, so.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you told me what the tracks were called, you'd have to kill me, right?
Absolutely. With all the Jimmy Buffett CDs in the other room.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, math rock. Okay. I was, I'm taken back to the early 90s when a lot of the bands back then were really prominent. You had a lot to choose from. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Like Polvo and Tortoise, Trans-Am, okay, yeah. To mention a few. I can't remember them all off the top of my head, but had a lot of great bands.
Absolutely. We're me specifically, I'm definitely inspired by Braid, and they're a 90s band as well.
Okay. Rodan, I think, is coming to... I've got some LPs at home. I'd have to dig them out. I can't remember them all, but...
Totally. There's so many of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually had the opportunity to put on a show for one of our icons, Bob Nana. Played in a couple 90s, early 2000s band, Braid and Hey Mercedes, and that was a huge honor for us. So.
Oh, yeah.
That had to be a lot of fun. That's cool.
Yeah, it was definitely a dream come true.
Where did you have that? Where did it take place?
It was at the community college in Monroe, Michigan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Joanna Sabo, she teaches political science, and she's actually related to Bob Nana's wife.
Oh.
And so that's how where the connection was, and I was in one of her classes, a global studies class, and she mentioned Braid and Hey Mercedes. I was like, are you kidding me? She goes, oh, yeah, I'm related to Bob Nana. I was like, are you freaking kidding me? And so... and we put on a benefit concert for refugees in Monroe, Michigan at the community college there. And so they came here as well as Jack and the Bear. I don't know if you've heard of Jack and the Bear.
Yes.
Yeah. They're good friends of ours, and they played along with us as well.
Those are our cousins, actually. Somehow, like third cousin, twice removed. I don't know how that relation works.
I don't know how that works.
Somehow we're related to those guys.
You ever notice how the world really shrinks as you get older?
Seriously. Seriously.
Yeah. You know somebody somehow, some way.
Right, right.
Ah, that's so cool. I would have loved to have seen that show, but hey.
Totally.
Okay. Let's see. Why don't we introduce ourselves? Go around the room real quick. Just tell us your name and who you are and all that good stuff.
Okay, I'll go first. I'm Mike. I play guitar. Brother to David over here.
That's me. I play bass.
And my name is Jacob Goings. I play drums, and they're going to be my brother-in-law in August. So it's basically a family band.
Turning into that for sure.
That's that world shrinking again.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Wow, oh, that's some nice beard you're sporting there.
Yeah. I was growing it out just for the radio today, so everyone could see it.
We talked about creating a genre of music called beardcore. I don't know if that'll happen or not, but
it's actually a requirement to be in Man Mountain. If you can't grow a beard, you're not manly enough to be in Man Mountain.
You know, I think we're actually going to start our own line of beard products. We're going to sell at our merch tables.
That would be cool.
So look forward to that.
That's too bad I can't use that anymore. When I was your age, I used to grow them pretty long. In fact, my personal best was the belly button.
No way. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah, it was a ZZ Top beard, if you will.
Picture or it didn't happen.
What?
Picture or it didn't happen.
Oh, you got to get a picture.
Yeah, we got to see the picture.
I have to dig it out. I'm actually wearing a sleeveless Iron Maiden shirt, and I've got the beard and everything. It was flaming red.
No
like,
way.
Like the ZZ Top, yeah.
That's incredible. You must have been a wizard in your previous life.
Yeah, and actually, I would look more like a wizard now because it'd be long and white.
Totally.
Totally. That's amazing.
All right. Why don't we get into another one?
All right. Thank you.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studio, Man Mountain. And that's another untitled one, Lullaby, huh?
Yeah.
It seems like a pretty chill song, well, until the end, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I've kind of figured it out now. It's kind of hard for you guys to truly chill.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
You can't hold back that energy, right?
Absolutely. We called it Lullaby because Mike has these tappy parts in that song, and it puts me to sleep, so we thought that it'd be appropriate to call it Lullaby.
Yeah, even my sound engineer kind of nodded off.
Right.
Well, that's good.
He enjoyed it, though. You could tell.
Good mood music. Yeah.
Hey, that's what it's all about. Some stuff is meant to get you up and like rocking or
totally.
Dancing or moshing, and some stuff you just kind of chill and just go into a different world.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people that come up to us at our shows and say, dude, we had an experience with that.
Out of body, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure it was 100% the music, too. There was nothing
else. Oh, yeah. Nothing involved to aid in that, right?
No, just 100% the music.
Well, I usually play in just my underwear, so I thought that was maybe the case.
That could be a factor.
Yeah, too bad this is radio. You could have showed up like that.
Right.
Could be right now, and only we would know.
Yeah. That's right. We're not going to tell, are we?
Yep.
All right, why don't you tell our listeners like any information that they might want if they're interested, how to get a hold of you, where to find your music online, that kind of stuff?
So we basically have all the usual channels, I guess, for bands. So we got a Facebook page, we're on Instagram as well. Our first EP and the single that we put out last year, you can find those on Spotify or on our Bandcamp page, and we're also on iTunes and all that.
But, and Amazon and...
Yeah, all of them. I don't know, there's like a whole list when you sign up for it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we're going to put your music on these 100 outlets that you've heard of, like five of them, and those are the five you're really paying for. But
you're stuck with the other 95, whether you want it to or not, right?
Yeah, and then like once a year or so, you get to check your reports, and you get like 2 cents from some like Russian website, and you're like, all right, cool. It was worth it.
So I'll take it.
Oh, wow. My sound engineer, he knows a lot about this stuff. He says a lot of it goes overseas and places that, hey, they don't even know who the heck you are, you know?
It's crazy. Actually, after we put our EP out on Bandcamp, a lot of the sales and downloads we were getting were over like the UK and in Russia and stuff. And somebody messaged us that was running a radio station on some island off of Madagascar and wanted to use some of our songs for their radio program. Just like, I have no idea how you found us, but yes.
Yeah. The whole music scene is just a big oligopoly, so it's
then,
just hard to...
No, keep going. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's it.
Oh.
Hold on. I didn't want to interrupt. I'm sorry. I was just about to say, so like the next time you visit Madagascar, they're going to have the red carpet. You'll be getting off the plane.
Totally.
And you'll be royalty.
We're going to sell out their one amphitheater.
Exactly. It's going to be a hut that holds 15 people, right?
Right.
I'd be cool with that. I like the small shows. Everyone who's there is 100% there for the show.
Totally.
I agree. I've had many musicians over the course of my years tell me the same thing. They would rather have 15 people that are there and have their undivided attention than a place that's filled where everybody's just talking louder than you're playing sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because that's kind of a good metric of like how well we're doing, I guess. There's the song we're about to play next, there's kind of a part in the middle that gets pretty quiet. And when we play that song, we always try and see like how much is everyone talking?
Because how loud does it get in the audience?
Because if we get super quiet and everyone else is super quiet, that means we're doing really good.
Yeah.
Yep. Then you know you had the right audience.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. But my favorite time ever playing this song, we actually played it at the Crowfoot Ballroom in Pontiac.
Uh-huh.
And that was actually one of the cooler experiences of a big show that we had. But I'm the same way. If we play a basement show, those are more of my favorite shows. But the Crowfoot Ballroom was really special.
Yeah, and you just found the right audience that night.
Totally, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's good. All right, we actually have some titled ones to play now.
Yeah, we do have a couple of those. Just like four, exactly.
All right, so Man of Science, Man of Faith, huh?
Yep, and this one's the last song off of our first EP, which, as I said, is on Spotify and our Bandcamp and all that cool stuff. If people want to check out the studio version.
All righty, let's go.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studio, Man Mountain. You know, people look at me funny when I tell them that I do this, and they find out I don't get paid for this. And I said, are you kidding me?
Really?
I have a weekly wonderful concert right in front of me, privately, every week. Exactly. If that isn't getting paid, I don't know what the heck is.
Wow, my hat is off to you, sir.
Just wanted to throw that out there. It's like, I love this.
Wow.
You know?
Well, we're just so thrilled to be here. I mean, we're just super honored to be here. Thank you so much for having us again.
And thank you, gentlemen. My pleasure as well. All right, we might as well keep it going. We want to squeeze in one more track. You can see the clock there. You got till about 6:02. That sound like that'll work?
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. And once again, you're going to be at the Loving Touch tomorrow, and about approximately what time?
Well, the doors are at 8. I think the first band goes on at 8:30, and we're playing second, so about 9:15.
Okay, so get there early, otherwise you're a loser.
Yes.
Totally.
And they can come see us at our merch table.
Yeah, and check out our new hotline of beard products.
There you go.
Yeah, in the near future. We'll have earplugs and stuff, too. We started bringing those to shows because...
Yeah.
I saw an old lady crying at the last show I played, so it seemed like a good idea.
I'm actually getting to that age now, too. I got to wear them.
Yeah.
To save what hearing I have left. Mm-hmm.
Totally. And if you don't come, they're just $3.
There you go.
Wait, what?
Stop that.
Yeah.
All right. He's just kidding, folks.
All right.
Anyway, to be made as new, huh?
Yeah. This is the single that we put out last year. You can find it on all the same outlets, I suppose. But yeah, we're also redoing this one for the full length, so this will be available on CD too when we get that rolling.
Okay. Once again, folks, Man Mountain.
Thank you. I'm Liz Laren, and you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves.
Enough already with that crazy slot machine. You've been at it for half an hour.
I tell you, it's going to pay off on that jackpot right now.
Hey, where'd you get that guarantee? This Club 77 is a chip joint.
Hey, not so loud. I'm only going to play it once more anyway. Here goes.
You're wasting your money.
Okay, come on, baby. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, one bell,
hey,
the jackpot.
Hey, look at that.
Hey, look, two bells. This is going to be it. Give me your hat, quick.
Here.
Three bells, the jackpot. Come to Papa, you put it in
look
the jackpot.
Look at that.
Hey, what is this? Why not the jackpot come out?
There is no jackpot, sucker. Just a little hunk of metal.
Yeah, well, wait till you hear what I'm going to do about that. Just wait till
All right, all right. What's your trouble, my friend?
I've been robbed. I want to see the boss of this Club 77.
You were looking at him.
Yeah?
I'm Archie Grant.
Yeah.
What's your beef?
I hit the jackpot. You can see for yourself. And all that came out was this hunk of metal. I don't want this disc. I want that jackpot.
Now, take it easy, my friend.
I'm going to get that
there
jackpot.
There was only about $50 in the jackpot. With that metal tag that came out, I'm going to give you $1,000.
You're sure it's pure, and it's just as smooth. Yes, you're sure it's pure.